For All Things Considered, I'm Ricky Bevington. This is Georgia Public Broadcasting. The tally for confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Georgia is still under 200. But Georgia's top public health official says we should expect many more cases in the coming days. Dr. Kathleen Toomey says she's watching closely as the number of COVID-19 cases multiplies.
Obviously, the more you test, the more you find. And what that's indicating to me is this virus was here probably for a while, and we just didn't recognize it.
Toomey spoke Tuesday to GPB's Political Rewind host, Bill Nigut. But tests are still in short supply. Officials say many people with symptoms of coronavirus may never know if they have it because they can't access testing. Toomey also warned Georgians not to compare COVID-19 to the flu. There is no vaccine, and it's more deadly.
It has to be measured in dog years. 1 week of COVID is like 10 weeks of another virus because it spreads so quickly.
And that's why she's stressing social distancing. Staying home now will save lives.
I just can't emphasize enough. You know, we have to do this now to save lives and protect all state's residents now and in the future. Whether it's 2 weeks, 2 months, whatever it takes, you know, this commitment is necessary.
You can find the latest local information about coronavirus in Georgia at gpb.org/virus. Local governments are transitioning to working from home. GPB's Sophia Salaby reports on today's first remote meeting of Atlanta City Council.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
The elected 4, officials 5. Plan to hold a mock meeting first to practice teleworking, but Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms closed City Hall over the weekend, so they went ahead with their regular session via a conference call. Their meeting wasn't without technical difficulties.
To the public and council members, we are still trying to make sure we get all the technical issues taken care of. Please hold.
That's Council President Felicia Moore.
We're doing all that we can to continue the business of the city, ensure safety for yourself and for others by doing this remotely.
But it was still business as usual. Council members discussed making the city's public pools free and zoning measures, among other issues. I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.
Southwest Georgia, meanwhile, is emerging as a focal point for COVID-19. As of yesterday, Albany had 8 confirmed cases plus 58 people sick enough to be hospitalized. GPB's Grant Blankenship has this story.
Scott Steiner is the CEO of the Phoebe Putney Hospital in Albany. He says their facility has been preparing for coronavirus by setting back extra sterile supplies like respirator masks and gowns since December when the disease first popped up. Now the hospital's burned through 5 months of those supplies in the last 5 days. He's asking people to stay home so he can stretch what he has left, even if it means skipping something as cherished as church.
Many churches have YouTube set up or, you know, be able to do it by video. We're not saying don't read your Bible. We're saying find other options for, you know, the next few weeks.
In the meantime, Steiner says as hospital supply chains dry up, he has staff looking for restaurant supplies that might work as substitutes to keep frontline healthcare workers safe. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.